forgive us for the times we betrayed
my black queen.
Forgive us for the times that we played
my black queen.
Forgive us for the times that we raped
my black queen.
Forgive us for the times that we slayed
my black queen.
Forgive us for the times we didn't say.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM.
Grand Rising Kings and Queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I am here to wake you up. Good morning.
And all the times you confuse my words, you don't listen. Could've had Christian and Christian Dior. Now you just missing, I'm missing.
Oh Lord!
I'm the cool cat with the roof back. No, I need you by my side, can't lose that. But you still wanna test the waters, like I never showed you jets and waters on the coast of Florida. So why you wanna act like that? Like a never had your back, his and hers to match. What's wrong, girl? Pick up the phone, saying you not home, leave me alone. That's my word, I'll never love again. Same time, one of you back, I'ma suck it in. Could've gave you my last name, you want some other. All cause you thought I was
everybody
made up for some other shit.
Tell me
how to make things right. Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Get up! Oh Lord!
I don't see the game a long way, and she don't want
table. Ooh, you know that your bank account big. Come back on the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink you tried to buy. Stop it. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin'. Ooh, she don't want the drink, she want the rent paid. Ooh, she don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
Shorty a little baddie, shorty a little old thing, and shorty got the fatty, shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck without a rubber, I n***ed on the covers, and I kept it on the cover, cause I don't kiss and tell. Every time I fuck, she call me daddy, my little mama nasty, I see the fuck through the panties, she tastes like candy. Like the fatigue, my all my little mama sitting pretty, and we be shopping through the city. I gave the keys to the band.
That's right, that's right. Y'all get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Have a great day. See you back in a minute.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Blessing rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening.
Blessed melanated rising people. I am so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors for being present here with us this morning. I ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining for our listeners. Let it be very uplifting for our listeners. Most importantly, let it be empowering. Let each and every person who's listening to us this morning be in a space of peace, love, and harmony, and just continue to guide us throughout this day. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. How are you guys doing Thursday, May 27th?
It's going, though. It's going.
All right. How was your week?
So in this week's episode of Adulting, I found my new dentist. I went to see her yesterday.
Okay.
Nice, nice.
My last dentist retired, and it's been 2.5 years since I went to a dentist.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, she doing good. Her pearly whites are right.
Nice. You know? Is she melanated? Nice, nice.
She is. I'm getting just to that.
Good.
So she's melanated. It's Dr. Christine Pierre-Louis.
Okay, cool.
And she's at the Centre Dentaire Hochelaga. She just moved there.
Nice.
So she's open to new clients. Yeah. It took about maybe 2-3 weeks for me to get my schedule, which I love because that means she's booked and busy.
Good.
Nice, nice.
And so I put her website in the run sheet so we can post that.
Okay.
So go check her out. And really, honestly, she's informative. She's gentle. She's professional. Has a great hygienist, too. Really, really enjoyed my whole experience yesterday. So shout out to Dr. Christine Pierre-Louis.
Dope. I love that there's more black dentists. I have a black dentist.
Yes.
So good. I'm gonna share.
Yes. And she wasn't too far from me. I'm like on the east end of Ville Marie. So I love that. and in the true form of staying out in the streets, okay, while it's warm. I was outside all weekend. Perfect. Like, I barely saw my house this weekend, honestly. Perfect. The weather was great. Uh-huh. And I went to Albraska. Y'all know what that is?
No.
What's that?
So, actually, I feel like, maybe Pharaoh hasn't gone to Albraska, but it's tree trekking, and so it's like obstacle courses in the trees.
Nice.
You don't want to call Mance. Okay, you don't want to call the Mance.
You know what? You're right. I could have. I did it Monday, too. It was a holiday. You know what? No, you're not lying.
Nice.
My bad, okay. But you know what, though? I'm going back, though. I'm going to tell you that much.
All right, so you're going back.
Yes, but when I tell you the struggle bunnies in there, like, I mean, like, they had some courses where I used all my upper body strength, and like by the time we were done, because I went with my best friend Vanessa, my arms were sketty. Okay, I could not feel it, and then we had to go do boxing right after. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. Well, because our boxing got pushed. Usually it's on Sundays, and it got pushed to Monday, and so men's were finished Monday night.
Could imagine.
Yeah, and so last week I talked about surrounding yourself with love, and yo, you gotta put that out in the universe, because this week I ended up having some really great conversations with like three of my brothers, so half my brothers, on some random, like it wasn't even planned or what have you.
Nice.
And so I really loved that, and they all gave me little nuggets of things like, just the exchange was blessed. It was super blessed.
Felt warm, fuzzy after.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like it was virtual hugs all around.
I like that.
Really love that. Mm. And guys, listen, Linda, I'm in trouble. Okay.
Why? What's wrong?
My youngest brother.
Uh-huh.
My youngest one. He just signed to Icon Modeling Management.
Hey, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. No, but a man's giving sweetie mans on IG.
Okay.
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 We gotta share his page. You can't.
Yes.
We gotta share his page.
And I'm just like preparing the bats, because I'm gonna have to like just swing on these chicks, because I'm leave my brother alone.
Just let it happen, Gina. Just let it
happen. I know.
Yeah.
I know. They keep telling me, let them live their own lives.
Are you a blocker?
It kind of sounds
a little blockish. It does.
I'm protective.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a blocker. Mm. I'm protective.
You want to punch them about your brother.
I'm just saying.
They just want to kiss
I want to know.
No,
I want to know their motives.
They just want to
What's your motive, okay? What's your motive? What's your life plan?
Private
before
parts.
You come into
exactly.
Sexy.
Sexy,
it's
private
a no
parts.
For me. It's a no for me. I don't want to hear that.
I love
poor
it.
Brother. Poor brother.
He's lucky we don't live in the same city or in the same province at that. But check him out. Son of Issa on Instagram. I got his link up there, too.
I'm going to look.
Kyra,
right?
You're not allowed. I'm going to get you blocked. I'm going to get you blocked effective immediately. That was my week. Giving me heart palpitations here.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, so, Pharaoh, you're next. How was your week as you do what you do? Pharaoh, why are you... You know what? You're going to explain it. I'm not going to ask.
Are you about to ask about my sunglasses?
Absolutely, but it is the first thing that you're going to mention, so
what do you mean? Yo. So, all right.
Since everyone's wearing their sunglasses,
is that what we're doing?
I always wear sunglasses. It's just I haven't worn them in about a year because... I had lost these. Didn't I tell you guys?
No,
you told me.
I know nothing about these lost sunglasses.
Okay, this is your favorite.
Gina. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I had lost these sunglasses. And they're not too pricey. It's like $120 or something like that for these glasses. But they're made out of wood and they're light. And it's like you're wearing nothing. It's awesome. It's like I can wear them daytime, nighttime.
I like that.
Exceptional. Big shout out. The black owned company.
Ooh.
Yeah. Big shout out Kanye. Kobe Styles glasses.
Okay.
Bought two pairs, actually. Got a pair for myself, a pair for my wife.
Nice.
And so you guys will never see my eyes again.
That's a lie.
I don't
believe you.
That was the first thing. For that, yeah, I'm just really happy and excited about that.
Uh-huh.
Wait, did you want to tell them how you lost them? Pair?
Okay, fine. I wasn't going to go in, but I'll go in.
Yeah, how'd you lose them, Pete?
Well, okay. Now, this is what happened. I was at the Nuit d'Afrique. Enjoying West Can performing with the whole thing. Big shout out Calabante. I think I was there that night for Calabante.
Okay.
They're doing their thing.
Cool.
If you guys don't know, check them out.
Right.
Black Acrobats. Ill. Mm. So, and then, so we walked back to the car and I realized that my sunglasses are no longer on my head. So, which means they must have fell off while I left.
Okay.
Now, why I punished myself? Because I punished myself.
Oh, okay.
I lost the sunglasses and I left. And after I was like, yo, I didn't even go back.
You didn't go search for them?
I didn't even walk the path I left. Like as if I didn't cherish these glasses. As if I didn't love these glasses. I didn't even take the time to go back. So Because of that, I punished myself and didn't buy no glasses for like almost a year.
Wow.
I'm like that. I'm kind of crazy like that. And I was like, nah, just for your lapsiness.
Okay.
You get no glasses for a year. So
no glasses for you.
I went to Trinidad. No glasses.
You didn't have excuse me?
Guys, I'm a disciplined brother like that.
Wow.
So you guys understand, I discipline myself. So
like
just
your
so you
grandmother.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a real, no more for you. Like,
thank you. No, but now my children are listening. They understand why. That's why daddy's like that. Because I would discipline myself. You understand? Okay.
Okay, okay.
What else did I do this week? Actually, following what Gina was saying in terms of the weather and in terms of the up, I don't know. Lately, I find people are smiling more, and
that's good. That's
it's very good
thing.
Because,
oh my gosh.
I be people watching, right? And I find that, like, over the last couple of weeks, months, or whatever, with everything going on, just the energy's been so low, and it's like people taking off their masks and their faces are sad. Like you could see it in their face.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but it's actually, we're calling it mask face.
But
we've gotten used to holding or posturing our faces in certain ways that now that we're taking it off, you can notice that the bone structure of the people have actually changed. A year of your face being constricted is kind of like wearing braces, right?
Wow.
Right.
And so it actually changed the structure. So I actually noticed that people got uglier. I just want to tell you, smile. No. You need it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's ugly right now. We got
struggle.
We got mush face right now.
I'm so glad.
Smile, guys.
Thank you.
Let's get our faces back into the normal order. Let's get used to smiling and doing fish lips when we taking pictures and stuff like that. Let's get it in.
Okay.
Restructure your face, guys.
I love
that's
it.
That's why I had to bring that up.
I
this
love
is the Empower
it.
Hour. So people, if you did not know, that's what's happening. Smile, flex these muscles. Because like I was just saying, it was good to see that people's vibes are up. Two more quick things on my side. One, I watched The Banker finally. Have you guys seen that?
The Banker.
No. Never heard of it.
I never seen it.
Okay, good. Never. I didn't even know you guys didn't hear about it. Jesus. Samuel Jackson and
another brother.
I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. But ill. And basically, long story short, it's based on a true story, which is I didn't realize that till the end.
Okay.
Oh, it sounded like a game show.
Right. Exactly. Okay, long story short, it's about this brother who's a genius. Young guy, he comes up and he gets into real estate. And this is back in the day. He's a black guy. He starts buying buildings. But now it becomes a little tricky for him to get certain kind of buildings, big buildings. They're not giving him the time of day. He partners up with this white dude.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, bam. Yo, they start crushing the real estate game. Like, I don't want to spoil the movie for those who have not seen it. It's on Apple TV, whatever be the case. That's the only platform it's on. Mm. But after he does the whole getting into real estate, becomes this huge mogul, partners up with another brother who's already well off. Yo, they buy a bank.
Ooh, okay.
In Texas, though. But behind the scenes. So it's a white face. Same. They use the same formula. And now they have all the, basically. I love it.
Oh, so you're so excited. You can't even say it.
No, because they buy this bank, and now you have all these white people money, but then they're secretly giving loans to black people to get mortgages, open businesses.
You said you weren't going to say the whole plot.
I know. You're giving it all away. The middle, the end. Come on now.
Guys, I'm just saying it was super, super inspiring. Like, I got off that movie on such a hype. I watched it twice, actually.
That's cool.
Like,
just Apple TV only?
Yo, that's what it is. Or if you have a box, like, because where
I don't have any of that.
I'll
find it on Mr. Wolf. I mean, nothing.
Right, you already know. But
nothing?
No, just plug it. Anyways, Trish, you gotta plug. Let people know where to get free things. Anyways.
MrWorldPremiere.com.
Thank you. Big shout out.
Then you plug and then it's gone.
No, Gina, that's not the spirit. Nah. You share it. Let everybody get it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Queen right, Kaya, guys. How was your week, Lev?
My week was interesting. It was actually rehabilitating. I'm so happy this week to be back on my legs.
Yes.
I prayed for God to give me my legs back for hoeing season.
Okay.
And I got my legs back. So
amen.
It is time
amen.
For the hoeing to commence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you can't hoe without knees.
Of
so
course.
I am so
100%.
Happy.
She needs the claps for that one.
I know.
I
feel there should have been some claps for that too.
I don't know if y'all see me. I wear my sunglasses in the daytime and at night.
Thank
things
you.
Are happening in the summertime.
I'm just thank following you. Suit for today. These are staying on the whole show. Y'all are good.
Anyways, I'm just saying, well, cuffing season, like I said a couple weeks ago, the cuffing season has begun. And I just want to tell you that the boys are out and looking good in Montreal.
Ooh,
so, ladies, let me tell you, I used to say, there's no cute men in Montreal. Let me tell you something. I don't know what's going on, but the postman, the UPS
I'm
man,
saying,
all the delivery three men is
boing, okay, hello.
I'm clearly in the wrong district.
Oh, let me tell you something. Oh,
my goodness. The Canaputo Post guy around me? Hello. Jeez.
I usually, you know, and I ain't trying to be funny,
just
but
sending
I
yourself
usually...
letters?
Okay. Dear Trish. Nothing. I leave the paper
nothing.
Blank. I just go.
Stamps don't cost much. Yeah. Just a couple cents.
That's it. So it's worth it, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's how I'm feeling right now. So I am looking out constantly. I had a couple deliveries, and when the mailman showed up, I was pleasantly surprised. So I'm having a great week, to say the least.
Beautiful. Got your hair did. Your milkshake's bringing all the boys to the yard.
Child, let me tell you, yes. I got this new green hair. The boys are saying, wow, you look like a mermaid. I'm like, I think it's a thing for them.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Ladies, keep that in.
So we rocking this little mermaid hair.
I like
hair,
that. I
new
that
fetish alert.
Boys, so.
Mm-hmm. I knew fetish alert.
New fetish alert.
Anything else, Kaya?
Really, that's just trying to get more money. Oh, and you know what? I want to say this. You know what? I had this on my mind, and I was contemplating whether I was going to say it or not. But for those of you who have been following my story and those who know, I mentioned when I dropped Bad Girl that for the last couple of months, I had kind of been, like, under the weather, kind of bluesy. You all know, and I've said it several times on the show, that I do have sad seasonal depression, acute depression.
Right.
And this week was a week where I literally had no rainy days. Like, I had no crying days.
Beautiful. Every day. I love that.
So for those of you out there who got up this morning and took a bath and brushed your teeth and got ready with light in your heart, I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you. So yes. Let's do it and let's keep going. Let's move it.
Yes.
And that's my piece for this
That's
morning.
What's up. All right. So my week was very cool. I have to shout out Buff Beauty Lab. It is a pedicure manicure place on Atwater, Black owned. Uh-huh. Shout them out for my pedicure, because my feet were not looking so summer ready. So they hooked it up. I wasn't cutting nobody's sheets. I'm just going to let you guys know that. But, you know, they weren't ready. So first of all, I don't know if you guys ever had this kind of weekend, but I had nothing planned for the weekend that turned into plans. So I've been out. Not going to say what I was doing, but I've been out. All right.
Why are you going to do that? Not say what you've been
doing? Because
that's the second week in a row. You want us to share how our week was, but you ain't trying to say what you did.
She's prying into people's... So,
she's narking in here.
I didn't even ask no FBI questions today. You see how I sat back? I let everybody talk.
No, now it's our turn. What you doing, Trish?
Curious minds want to know.
I partied like a rock star. I was going to cut.
That's how good it was,
the weekend. Anyways, so did that... P, I have to give you a little shout out. I did run out of peppermint oil, right? So we had a little small barbecue in Angry Yo Park, and I used the Vicks. And I got to say, brother, I don't got no.
Yo, you're welcome.
I don't have no. I was wearing short shorts welcome. On purpose, because I was like, oh, let me just lather this up here. Yep. And it actually did work.
I got to give you that.
It did work. Yeah. I had no time to go to the pharmacy and get
so
or whatever.
So Vicks is a mosquito repellent?
Girl, it
you're
is.
You're welcome. Guys,
it
you're welcome.
Is.
Peppermint.
Ladies,
or
you're
peppermint
welcome.
Oil, but I ran
whatever.
Out. Like I said, you
Vicks
know,
works.
Normally that's what I use, but
Vicks.
I did run
it
out.
Works.
I did run out.
It
and,
works.
And lastly,
I did use it at Al Blasco, though. I ain't gonna lie. I use my peppermint oil in my lotion.
See,
same
yeah, exactly. And lastly, I am tired of the rain and the cold weather and the May weather up and down, cold. Today is cold outside.
But it was 30 degrees yesterday.
That's the thing. I'm tired of the up and down. I don't like it. I don't like the hot and cold stuff.
But
to
it's
be honest.
May in Quebec.
I still don't like it. Okay. I'm allowed to not like it.
I'm with Trish.
You are allowed to be and feel everything you are.
I feel a bit countered. I'm just saying I don't like it.
No, I'm with you. We're both against Gina. Go ahead.
Yo, she ready today. I got time today. I'm off. Okay.
Off. Well, now we know Gina's off. Give her a hand clap. Gina's off.
Yeah, woo! Vacation.
All right. So that was it. We're going to go into a quick musical break.
Said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Shine on all of them. My only say to shine your light, so shine on all of them. We in the land of milk and honey, but ain't nothing sweet, these demons hungry. They go bananas for the money, but not me, I'm no circus monkey. It's crazy, it's crazy.
No shade tongue can drown us, we wavy. Too smooth to be fooled by fugazes. I guess that's all part of what made me shine, 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 shine on all of them. My umi said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. You color blind and not adore your skin. I seen so many come and go. It's hard to get change when you broke. My only goal while on the glow is not to let my soul corrode. The world can be toxic, especially when your skin look like chocolate. Be cautious, all branches ain't olive. And look towards the sun for your solace and shine, 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 shine on all of them.
Shine on all of them.
My umi said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Climb, climb,
climb.
You were born to win.
You were born to win.
Don't let them make you colorblind and not adore your skin.
Ooh, Toby, right? Yeah, that was good. You don't got to cut me off, though. I'm feeling a little cut off today.
I'm playing the whole album. I was about to play the whole album.
It's against Trish today. Yeah. It's all right. I love you guys. But anyway, so we're going to dive into this week's headlines. First one being that Quebec offers to pay people to train for IT jobs. So under the program, that's really dope. Gina's clapping. Everybody's happy. That's good. That's money. So under the program, people who want to requalify in this industry will get accelerated training during which they will be paid $650 a week with a bursary of $1,950 once the training is successfully completed. I read this before and I said, wow, that's a nice incentive. What do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about that?
Yep.
Y'all already know how I feel.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Like it's the future. It's not even the future. It's the now.
Right. So, absolutely.
There's so many jobs out there available for people with an IT background. We are constantly bringing in, getting visas that are accelerated for that because we don't have the talent locally. Right. So or the experience locally. So that's a great opportunity.
And I could drop some a secret, actually, mm-hmm. without saying any names. But just to encourage those who are getting into tech. There's a lot of you guys remember we had a brother named Phil who came in to talk about a lot of venture capitalists who are looking to.
Yes.
OK. Yeah. So I had a call this week with a black venture capitalist fund. It's that they have $10 million to put into supporting black people getting into tech.
Yeah,
and, that's lovely.
You know, like Black Boys Who Code.
It's crazy, guys. So cool. I'm telling you, like, it's going to roll. Like, I can't announce it yet because it hasn't been made public. But guys, I got the juice and it's ill. Okay, like, yeah. Nice. So definitely want to get into tech. Now is the time.
Nice. Okay, so right in time for the probably Legault celebration. Curfew to end across Quebec tomorrow. The second vaccine dose is likely to be earlier than scheduled. So we all know that yesterday was Frankie's birthday, right? Mm-hmm. But it's announced last Friday, the daily COVID-19 curfew will end everywhere in Quebec by this Friday, Premier François Legault said Tuesday. And in an even better sign for the summer ahead, authorities added that Quebecers' second vaccine doses are likely to be moved earlier. Folks, feedback.
Well, I'm glad that the terraces are about to open. So the terraces are opening tomorrow for the restaurants.
Right.
And I believe we're going into orange alert on June 7th. So Montreal and Laval. So I wonder if the South Shore, y'all might be open.
I don't know.
The restaurants are supposed to be able to open by then to indoors once we're in orange.
Woo-hoo! All right, that's cool.
Okay. And then the bars, I think it's either the 7th or the week after.
It said June 11th.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So the bars they're going to be able to open afterwards. So,
I don't know.
Them summer.
Yeah, well, so that's all gravy. I'm really happy about that. I had a cool, I'm not sure if cool is the right term, but anyways, I came across anyways, guys, I don't even know how to intro it, but there was children vaccinations going on. Like,
yeah, we talked about this a little bit.
But I didn't necessarily understand until I spoke to somebody within the community who was doing the vaccinations. And I didn't understand, like, there were people who were lined up at, like, 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
with their children to get vaccinated. It was like, I think they said they went through something like between like 600 to 800 vaccines.
Wait.
And it's like, and all people bringing their children to get vaccinated. Yeah, I just didn't really understand. Like,
we could hear in your tone that you are you're uneasy.
I was genuinely. It's just like even
I had no idea. So many people didn't love their kids.
I did not know that
you guys were trying to get rid of your kids. I did not know that.
I didn't know y'all was trying to get rid of them.
I didn't know that they was that bad.
That's why I love Kai. You see, no, it's just because I can't. And the thing is, I don't want to say you guys don't love your children, because you know there's people who have different perspectives.
Everyone can parent the way they want.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But I guess the highlight, my whole point of that was that out of all those people, there's only two black families. Okay.
Should that not be a highlight?
Because to me, that was a highlight.
In the regular show, I'm shaking my head.
Okay, cool. All right, so we can keep moving.
So we are going to keep it moving.
Shout out black families. Love your children.
Level 3 alert orange. Level 3 alert orange.
Oh, that's all the same.
Oh, yeah. Is it really? Okay, we're going to move on to the bylaw. So that is next, which is really good. Hold on. I'm just going to get you. I didn't click on it. That's why I Sorry. Yeah. Live radio. What do you guys want me to do? All right, come on, man. Let's go. Okay, Montreal calls a new housing bylaw the most powerful in North America, but critics say it'll drive up costs. Of course it will. The bylaw is set to become an issue in upcoming municipal election this fall. A new Montreal bylaw proposed and passed by Valérie Plante's administration could reshape the way housing development works in the city, but not everyone is happy about it. Known as the bylaw for a mixed metropolis, it came into effect April 1st. Mm. It forces developers to include social, family, and in some places, affordable housing units to any new projects larger than 4,843 square feet above five units, or else they're on the hook for hefty fines. Critics say they're likely to pass on added costs to buyers.
I'm not sure if I understand why that's a bad thing.
No, so the developers are saying that it's going to cost more for the people who don't need the financial assistance, who don't need low income housing. But I mean, that's what we pay taxes for.
I'm not too sure if I understand. Like, so you're saying, so basically, so the people who don't need the low income housing, it's going to end up costing them.
Yeah, because basically more. In one unit, if you have over five units, they're mm-hmm. saying there needs to be a certain percentage that has to be affordable to right. low-income housing.
Right. Exactly.
So now the builder's saying themselves, I'm going to build this building of six units.
Right.
My expectation is to get X amount of money.
Right.
Now, if I have to have one of those units to be lesser than, right. which is not a fair distribution, it's going to cost more for the other units.
Mm.
Those other
okay.
units are going to go
I could see how that could be an issue,
higher.
Especially if the tenants are like, oh, you're the low-income person in here?
Yeah.
That's why my rent is high.
Yeah.
Well, rent, yes, your rent or the purchase of the building. Like, I mean, that shouldn't be the blatant, like,
as like, if we don't
the red,
have
the red door.
Problem.
Yeah, the red door is just like, oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
How you enjoying my rent?
No, but they can't stop the developers from doing that. The developers want to be like, fine, then we're going to identify all the cheap apartments in here so people know what's up. No one could stop them from doing that.
Mm-mm. I mean, not now, I guess.
It's kind of messed up, I'm just saying. Whatever. I don't think it's a bad thing, personally.
Neither do I, to be honest. And, like, here's the thing. I do feel that Montreal prices have been skyrocketing and what have
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
But mm-hmm. Montreal is an IT mecca. Montreal is a gaming mecca. Like, from a metropolis standpoint, our cost of living here is low. Now, I'm not saying I think our cost of living is low. I don't think the wages have increased the way they should have.
Right.
Amen. Right? Amen.
And so that's another thing that we need to work on from that perspective. I think the city grew from a business perspective a lot faster than our life earnings. And so that gap needs to get changed. But like when you compare us to Toronto or Vancouver for what we are, for who we are as a city mm. and what we represent to the economy, that needs to be balanced.
Okay.
We're going to move right along to talking about the city of Montreal. Montreal's vow to protect Chinatown's heritage and special character. Chinatown is a part of Montreal's identity, and its protection is everyone's business, says Mayor Valérie Plante again. Montreal's Chinatown is a unique heritage district and must be protected, says Quebec Culture and Communications Minister Nathalie Roy who will announce the creation of a working group on preserving the area with Valérie Plante on Wednesday. The committee bringing together representatives of Heritage Montreal, the Chinatown Working Group, Merchants, Citizens, and the Ville-Marie Borough will issue recommendations on a comprehensive strategy for the protection and enhancement of the neighborhood, according to a press release obtained by the Montreal Gazette.
Yes.
That's dope. Mm.
So that was brought on because developers are buying large amounts of real estate.
Yes.
And and apparently they're harassing and threatening eviction to those who are there.
Okay.
And they haven't released their plans of what they want to do with those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she's coming and trying to do here is protect the area under the heritage laws, so that they can't just come up and switch up the whole space.
Okay. Why I like that so much is because I feel it sets a precedent.
Of course.
So every cultural group should be stepping up and saying, well, okay, this is our area.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for the melanated community, guys, it's our turn.
It's our turn.
So we got to figure out where is our area and let's reclaim it and say, yeah, we want to keep this.
And we can have multiple areas, by the way. Because there's not little Europe. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, it can't be just little Africa or whatever. We got a lot of different areas that we, like, you know, there needs to be a Haiti. There needs to be, like, there's...
Right.
We got a lot of different areas,
by the way.
That's what's up.
You have a little Italy. You have a little Portugal. You have a little... You got little
a little everything. Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be little blacks.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, so we don't have to all be in the same area.
No, we don't. We can
be
everywhere.
That's why I love this show. That's why I love it.
Speaking of Haiti, we're going to, like, dive into a little bit of world news. Biden administration grants humanitarian protections to Haitians in the U.S.
Mm.
So the Biden administration on Saturday granted humanitarian protection for Haitians in the United States, allowing an estimated 100,000 people to apply to remain lawfully in the U.S., according to the Department of Homeland Security and administration official. The decision will allow Haitians in the U.S. the opportunity to apply for temporary protected status, a form of humanitarian relief that can be granted when it is deemed unsafe to return home to one safe country. That's cool. I love that.
That's big too.
Wow. That is so awesome.
So they just got to prove that they've been in the U.S. Prior to May
21st. That's good.
Yeah.
See?
So
that's
all
good.
The undocumented Haitian people out there, they're not here, but in the U.S.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a really good thing for them. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Haiti.
Yes.
That's huge. And
very huge.
I know Jim Jones must be really happy because I don't know if you guys listened to his El Chapo album. But he did say, why are we making weed a legal libation? Why don't we legalize Haitians? You guys didn't hear that?
I didn't hear
that one. No, my
bad, Jerry. I'm going to get on it.
I didn't hear that.
It's the El Chapo album. It's old now at this point, but it's the illest album ever. I would play it, but it's full of cuss words.
Okay. Moving right along. Canadian troops in Jerusalem saw Israeli-Palestinian clashes play out on a nightly basis. I can only imagine. A handful of Canadian Armed Forces members and RCMP officers have had front row seats over the past 2 weeks as protests and violence have rocketed parts of Israel and the Gaza Strip, leaving scores of people dead. The 23 Canadian troops and three Mounties are part of a U.S.-led mission first launched in 2005 and based in East Jerusalem, whose aim is to train Palestinian security forces in the West Bank. Yeesh.
So... Ooh. I want to make sure we updated on Palestine, right? We spoke about it last week. And all these times that we've been having issues, there's been issues in Palestine, I didn't understand how come there hasn't been more world involvement, if you will.
Yep.
And then I found out that Israel is one of the U.S.'s largest arms importer.
Wow.
In the past decade, the U.S. sold Israel $7.2 billion in weaponry and military equipment.
That's a lot.
$762 million through direct commercial sales.
Yep.
More than $6.5 billion through the foreign military sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how the U.S. is ready to go in all them African countries,
yes,
and uproot all the presidents and all these things, or dictators as far as they're concerned. And all these things, they had no problem with bombs over Baghdad.
Exactly.
Right? Oh,
bombs over Gaza. Y'all had no problem with that.
None.
Because
no problem.
And I couldn't understand it for the life of me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's because there's a huge sales tag.
Yeah, we're one team. That's, in other words, we're one team. They're not gonna mess up their own players.
And so a ceasefire was declared on Friday, last Friday, for 11 days, after 11 days of fighting and killing more than 200 Palestinians in Gaza and 12 Israelites.
Ay, ay, ay.
So that's the update on Palestine.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Ooh, not good.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to the next one because we only have 7 minutes left. A lot. So, world leaders warn of consequences for Belarus after flight delivered journalist pulled from plane. Roman, I cannot say his last name because I can't pronounce it and I don't want to butcher it, was pulled off a plane that was forced to land in Minsk on Sunday. Ooh, boy. So, he's a journalist. Airlines shunned Belarus's airspace on Tuesday.
Belarus.
You want to read it?
Well, I don't have to read it, okay, but I can tell you what it is about.
That's cool. You can, hey, you know what? Go ahead.
I'm gonna jump on your space, Trish. So there was a plane that flew over Belarus. It was not headed for Belarus. Mm. And that plane held who they felt was a terrorist, because he's a journalist who's been speaking against the regime in Belarus, right? And so Roman Protasevich, I tried it. Mm-hmm. Protasevich, I don't know, was on the plane, and they sent military flights to the commercial plane that was going from one EU country to another, and had it forced land in Belarus to remove the journalist, which is against international laws.
Guys, like, there are no laws. What are we talking about? Nothing is real.
And so now the UN and all that, everyone's coming together to tell them that they need to release this journalist. And there's another female journalist that they have. Or I don't know if she's a journalist, but another female, because they're saying that they're trying to rise against the government. A government who's been in power, I think, over a decade or two or what have you. But like, and it was only because they flew over their airspace. And they sent military.
But that's strategic. They knew that. They knew that was going to. They're trying to figure out where to catch him. And based off of what? Because he's speaking.
Because he's speaking against the government.
Do you understand how nuts this is? Like,
and they're backed by Russia. Guys, Belarus is backed by Russia.
Yeah, people should just be going nuts. Like, anytime there's any kind of suppression of people's speech, of just being able to say what is on your mind and to speak against the institution, so to speak. Anytime there's any oppression of that, as a people, we should be just going nuts. I'm just saying.
100%. And that's what they're kind of doing. It's an uproar right now, and they're trying to apply pressure for the Belarusian government to release
I remember when they did that to Kemi Soba. Like, yeah.
And he put out they made him put out a video saying that he's being treated perfectly fine and all these things, like, as if we've never seen a video under duress before.
You know, it's like he wasn't doing the signs, like, help me, like,
we didn't even see hands. Okay. He was just blinking in the video and just speaking his things. They're just saying he's being treated properly.
He's
and
like, I'm fine.
Right, exactly. Shaking the head.
Everything's okay. Teardrop. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Yeah. So they're trying to get him out of there. We'll see.
All right, so the last one, basically, it's, you want to read this one too?
Not reading it per se, I don't have it open, but there was a coup in Mali, so leader Assimi Goïta seizes power again. After 18 months of the president being in power, I guess things didn't move the way that they wanted, and so he launched another coup. And I'm a little, I'm on the fence with this one. Because one thing is, it's definitely putting your government accountable of what you say you're going to come and do, right? Mm-hmm. So they're saying, look, you had 18 months. You aren't doing what you said you were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You're out of here.
Right.
And, I mean, I'd like to say that for some of our government sometimes. Right. I'm just saying. But then, like, if it's just one group that decides that we feel that you're out of here, and then you have a coup, that goes against the democratic process.
Facts. Yep. But that's usually what happens, no? It's just, it's my opinion is stronger than everybody's, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, if I have the guns, if I have the bigger guns, then that's what I'm going
to
do.
Isn't that what they've been doing, period? Like, that's, go back to how they took over Canada, how they grabbed people out of Africa. It's like, yeah, I got the guns, I'm just doing this.
Yeah.
It's like,
but this is civil, right? This is amongst themselves. So it's not an outside coup coming in. This is Mali within Mali. But Mali is difficult because it's a landlocked country, right? And so obviously they associate that with poverty as well. But yeah, that's what's going on in Mali.
All right. So we don't have any more headlines. We only got 2 minutes left. Did you guys want to jump into goals and affirmations right now?
Oui, s'il vous plaît. I think this is my new favorite on this album.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride's the devil. And left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil.
you got a hold on me. Pride is a devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, knowing me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride making naked act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride make a naked feel a way that you won't follow me. Make a flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the bitch to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, what's the amount? 10 of a bounce. I got a pen to add it up and pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say, I'm bagging up. Got racks on racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching or acting up?
Break it down, weigh it up, not back it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. Long as I live, we live forever. Told my twin is get better. You can then slip, let me ahead him. Got my feet up, I pay 70 bands and have on the jet. I don't need them, that in the past. I'm feeling like what's next. Got my speed up, foot all on the gas. Just not a CA vet. I can beat them, I believe in me. Just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone. Had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes. Glad some of this starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused. And I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold you. I didn't have shit. I won't forget it. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything. It's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted, addicted, thing is crazy. I know it. All this money coming in, it drive me crazy, not to show it. I'll be crazy if I blow it.
Pride is the devil. And I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
That was Pride is the Devil by J. Cole featuring The Baby. Guys, I really love that album.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
It's like week two.
You want a week three?
Well, yo, give it. Bring it. Bring okay. it.
You think I won't? I already know which one I'm playing. 95 South. Hello. Don't try me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm coming with so much heat. I'm coming into affirmation of the day.
That's just how it is.
But yes, again, I think that's my new favorite on the album. I'm not going to lie. So this week's affirmation is you don't have to have it all figured out to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you think that you can't go for that next job. You can't go for a relationship. You can't go for whatever it is that you want in life because you don't have it all together. Right. And it takes a village. It takes a village to raise children. It takes a village to just live. You know, we might be born alone, but we live together. And so you don't have to have it all figured out to get it started. Things will come as they come along. So this week's TED Talk is asking for help. So Yeyun Kim has her TED Talk, and you know, she's addressing the idea of asking for help, which is interesting because, you know, theme, pride is the devil, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have too much pride and you don't want to ask for help and you don't know how to ask for help. And so she's just stating that it's okay to ask. So she's a former kindergarten teacher who learned from her students on how powerful and courageous it can be to reach out for support. Again, it's courageous to reach out for support. It does not symbolize weakness. Sharing the story of one of her most difficult periods in her life, Kim explores the happiness and joy that comes from learning on those who those you love in the time, leaning on those who you love in the times of need. And she encourages the rest of us to start asking for more help often. And that's very interesting because I changed my tires a couple weeks back, and I had two strangers pass by because I'm on the second level of my condo, and I was there rolling my tires on their rims up and down these stairs. I don't think you guys understand how heavy that is. Okay, it's not fun. And so I had to roll them down to put them in my car to get them changed and roll them back up when I got them changed. And two random strangers came. They're just like, "Do you need help?" Mm. I was like, "No, I'm fine." And like dripping sweat. But I was just like, "No, I'm fine." And part of it was just like, I'm woman, hear me roar. I can do it myself. Mm. But it wouldn't have killed me.
Yeah, it would not have. Actually.
It would have killed me to be like, "You know what? I really appreciate it. Offer the people some water or something. A cookie.
Simple thank you. Could have
worked.
You
know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I definitely let my pride.
Oh, you didn't mean I thought cookie when you thought. I'm sorry. No, I thought you meant I'm like,
you
whoa,
wanted to kill
okay,
them the whole I'm sorry. Cookie. No. That's yeah. you, Kat.
I'm sorry.
For helping
no,
with
no,
their
like, tires.
Whoa, what just happened there? No, I'm sorry. Let me get in it. Let me
yeah,
get in
no, just a pleasantry of sorts to thank them for their help. But that's just it. And then I took it as like, no, I'm strong enough to do this myself. But that was my pride talking. And I could have just thanked it and appreciated it. And my uncle tells me that all the time. He's just like, I'm not going to beg you to give you help. Huh?
Facts.
And I was just like, you're right. Because he also offered to help me with that, and I didn't call him. So it's just like, no, I could do it myself. Yeah. Don't displace yourself.
I like this lesson for today, guys. Yeah. Because I watch people suffer and struggle and thing, and I literally watch them. Like, just because I'm like, well, I've offered, and this is what you want to do. No problem at all. I don't say I watch with a smile, but I just watch, like, it's interesting.
Look pan this idiot.
No, I'm just...
Look pan yo. You could have get help and look pan your struggle. Look at your pan. Dirty now. Look at you.
Yeah.
You look a mess.
That was definitely that was me. You. That definitely was me. You. And just in a precursor, what's coming up next week? Trisha's going to love this.
What's that?
We going back to Days of the Week next month.
Oh, hey. That's what's up.
And so just so you know, what's your favorite ice cream, guys?
Vanilla.
Rum and raisin.
Ew, I'm not eating that ever again.
I love it. I'm just saying.
Kaya, it was what was your favorite, not what's your not your favorite.
Exactly,
about,
Kaya.
About you.
It's the most you spoke for the whole show. Ew. Excuse you.
No, you guys seen the video. You guys seen the video.
No.
No.
Okay, so mine is Cherry Jubilee, but the video with the officer in Jamaica, and he got caught doing some stuff with a female.
Share
and
it with me.
And she said, well, what does it taste like? And he said, rum and raisin. So we're not eating that again.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does what taste like?
Yeah, this is a family
show. Okay, so June 2nd.
Kaya, we'll talk on it. I want to know what's tasting like what.
No, well, June 2nd is National Rocky Road Day. So that's Rocky Road ice cream.
Woo.
And June 3rd, how y'all like your eggs?
Scrambled.
Fried.
I like mine over easy.
Mm. Oh, you see, that's
right. Right? She's like, ew.
That was I don't like runny things.
You know, and we'll finish with June 3rd being National Egg Day.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening either. I feel we've
being tied together not
control.
A good idea. I don't
There's
think
nothing.
So. This is. I did not even when I wrote this. This was some innocent National Days of the Month.
Nothing's innocent here.
So just get your Rocky Road.
Yeah.
Did I fry my eggs?
Are you gonna fry your eggs on that day?
Yes,
June 3rd.
Why is Trish grabbing me? I don't understand.
I get excited.
Clearly, you're getting excited.
You already know. This is always going to be that. I expect that every single
Thank
show,
you.
Okay?
God.
In June.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the community updates. You want to put the drop?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. No. He's got it.
Okay.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
You know, I can't be mad at you guys for wanting to jam today, because
I actually did it before you put it on, so I beat you to it. I didn't even ask you if I had to sing it. No, I just did it. Boom, bam, jim jam.
Take your position.
Thank
I like
you very
that.
Much.
I'm all for that.
Thank you very much.
Y'all lucky I'm not on the ones and twos. That mic would have been off.
Yeah. You know, I got the time for that. I'm trying to figure out what to play. So, okay, actually, so I just started off.
Sir, okay.
Sorry, I'm turning the music off, actually, because I for this one, I just want to mention. So there was a passing in the community, a sister, Erica.
Jesus.
Erica Edwards is her name.
Yeah. She lost her son suddenly. And as parents like that, you like I feel there's no worse feeling.
Absolutely.
I have to say. And it was sudden. No one really knows the cause of death. Mm-hmm. But as a community, we're here. So I want to let you guys know as a community. But there's also a GoFundMe that they've started. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share it on the Empower Hour page. But you could check it out on GoFundMe, a celebration of life for Kai Bentley.
Yes.
All right. So you guys, again, just pray for them. I know that family, Erica, Erica Edwards, they've gone through a lot in the last couple of years.
Yes, absolutely.
So you know, so just keep them in your prayers. Keep that positive energies. That love and light, continue to send that towards them because mm-hmm. they definitely need it.
Amen. Well, while we're on that, we had planned. You want to talk about what you did for Georgia?
Yeah. So, this past. So this past Tuesday, it was a year since George Floyd was murdered. So the OFC, one of our members, Kenny Esta, from Augustine Therapy, had asked for our assistance coordinating a commemoration. So the OFC put together a commemoration to acknowledge the year of the passing. So one, I want to give a shout out to everybody who was present and who spoke, Will Prosper, Andrea Esty, Balarama, Wholeness, Dunberg Reed. I don't want to forget people, but Pascal or Kenny Esta, I myself spoke. We had the MP Greg Fergus join us as well. So it was really awesome. Michael Smith, also from the Jamaica Association Foundation. It was awesome to see. We created an opportunity for people in the community to express what has transpired since from then until now, you know, and just from the event itself and what has happened. There's been a lot of ups and there's been a lot of downs, but one thing is, and then I have to say, actually, there's been a lot of a lot of downs, but more ups and downs. And we made it a point to highlight the fact that that George Floyd's passing was a catalyst. It created change. So there's always positive and negative in everything in life, people. So just if there's something negative that you're going through, just as you look and as you have a desire to find the positive, you will find it because that's how life works. There has to be a balance. So it was great to be able to see that balance and to be able to feel that energy. And one thing that we did that I want to have this experience with our listeners right now is we did a 9-minute moment of silence. Now we're not going to do a 9-minute moment of silence now. Okay. We'll do it, actually the amount of time that he was choked out for was 8 minutes and 30 something, you know, so we just rounded, called it 9.
Okay.
I want to do that now because for us it felt long, right? Because it's a 9-minute moment of silence. But if you really take it into context, he was being tortured and killed for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're complaining. Well, I won't say complaining, but, you know, we're here fidgeting and feeling a little way about it. It's like, geez, all this time. It's 9 minutes of silence. It's kind of awkward. But when you put it into perspective, it was heavy. You know, Absolutely. it was a heavy, heavy thing.
For sure.
So if our listeners don't mind, I want to take a moment. We'll take a minute, but a real minute, because, you know, we take moments of silence all the time on air to acknowledge those who have passed. But I want us to actually take a full minute. Okay. I'm setting my timer right now.
Sure.
And people, bear with us, but we are taking a moment to acknowledge the year of George Floyd's passing. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. It's just like, whew, it's heavy. But
It is.
But again, I'm grateful. Thank you, George, for doing your part. As we know, your spirit continues to live on. Death is not real. It's actually, we just transcend and we keep it moving. So thank you for doing your part, and we will ensure that your passing was not in vain. Other things happening in community. And again, like we had mentioned it last week, I want to give another shout out to Andrea Holder. Her funeral was just this past week. So again, big shout out to the family. I want to bring just some attention again as a community. It takes a village, and for those who knew of Andrea, knew how loving she was,
how
and how caring she was.
Absolutely.
I want us to put something in the back of our minds that we might not even be considering.
Yeah.
Because she's a mom.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Right.
So I don't know the full dynamics of the relationship, but right. I know there's three children,
yes,
out there.
Yes, there are.
And like Gina had said, it, guys, it takes a village. So as people in the community, it's our responsibility to step up. It's our responsibility to seek out these children, see how they're doing, where
right.
they're at.
I agree.
There's no excuses. There's nobody else. Like, you can't say, well, no one reached out to me. It's not.
Right.
It's our responsibility as right. a community to reach out to them. By any means, look who you have to look for, call who you have to call. If there's people you're not talking to, but you need to call them to get the person's phone number, call them.
Yeah.
Because that's just really what it is right
yep.
now. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out there and just plant that seed for you guys,
because
it's important.
That's what's up.
Other community updates?
Yeah, did you want to talk about you enjoying the cycle of life washing your children? Yeah. Okay. Well, a woman, LaSalle, is looking for someone to mow her lawn. So,
thank you. Good.
You guys do landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
You make yourself known. She needs help.
Yeah, and again, this is what we do. Like, so within the community, we have the OFC community group on Facebook, and we have the OFC Link platform. Mm-hmm. We create these opportunities just for anything you need. Put it out there. You need help with something. Put it out there. It takes a village, guys. And if we're not going to start functioning like a community, then we can't explain why we can't wonder why we're being crushed.